Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Abi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Yechiel Mechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. Today, I'd like to focus a little bit on Perek Yud Gimel of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, and in particular, as Shaul HaMelech tries to find his footing within Am Yisrael, I want to look at the first of his challenges, which appears in Pasuk Yud Gimel, where Vayomer Shmuel al Shaul Niskalta Lo Shamarta Smitzos Hashem. You tried to have too much knowledge and you messed up and you didn't listen to the Mitzos Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzivcha Ki Atai Chin Hashem Es Mamlachtecha Al Yisrael Ad Olam. You have to understand, you sinned and now Hashem set you up in order for you to go ahead and be in charge of Am Yisrael. And unfortunately, you messed up. You offered a korban too early. What exactly is the big deal? What exactly was Shaul HaMelech's big mistake that he offered an ola too early? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is quoted in the Maimar Eved Hashem Aleph that he has to, that a human being needs to know that in order to fulfill the word of Hashem, you have to do it without any extra chachma, even when you have extra chachma with good intentions. As a proof text, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz cites Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who decided that he was going to withhold himself from the mitzvah of Pururvu because he saw in the future that he was going to have a bad seed. And so he thought he would outstay God by going ahead and outthinking God. And when you try to outthink God, you only fail. It's not your job, and Yishayahu HaNavi is the one who comes over and famously tells him that you are going to be in trouble, and you are going to die a death, because you didn't fulfill Pururvu. Now stop and think about this. Chizkiyahu HaMelech led the most successful tshuva campaign of all time, where they looked from Givas to Antifras, and they couldn't find any young man or young woman, old man or older lady, who were not experts in the rules, in the intricate rules of Tumah and Tara, and yet he was ready to have his life lost. Why? Because he didn't fulfill the word of Hashem, because he saw something and he thought he would save Am Yisrael from the terrible result of his seed, namely the King Menashe. Well, Hashem wants us to understand that it's our job to do our thing and listen to the word of Hashem, even when it seems like not listening would have good intention. The same thing can be said over here by Shaul HaMelech. He brought his korban early without waiting for the Navi. And the Minchas Chein, Reb Chaim ben Sinur, adds to this idea, and he says that Shaul HaMelech is going to sin again with good intentions with Amalek. Maybe that's why the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis tells us that Shaul be'echad be'alabo. Shaul only sinned with one thing, even though we find here that there are more than one sin that's involved, but the general sin was one. Shaul went to a certain place, and he sinned with good intention. Good intention is not good enough. This coming Shabbos, we're going to read Parshas Para, and we begin with the phrase, Zos Chukas HaTorah, that the responsibility that we have is this is the Chok of the Torah. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh very famously notes, it doesn't say Zos Chukas HaPara, but rather Zos Chukas HaTorah. In general, the whole essence of Torah is supposed to be a exercise in emuna, says David HaMelech in Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes. A person has a responsibility to understand that when there are elements of a mitzvah that one does not understand, that doesn't mean we cut it out of the Torah. There are times that we will be told to follow a certain mitzvah that in a particular moment in time doesn't seem to make sense to us. Those are the moments that we have a chance to understand that there's an emunah in that element. And in that emunah, as long as it's legit, as long as it's straight up Torah, we go ahead and we follow through. There is a system to the madness. There's a system to the style. And when you go ahead and try to outdo the style, which is something that's very common today and discussed quite often, certainly in the United States, I'm sure in Israel as well, the understanding that we have to advocate and we have to turn around and change the Torah law. Changing the Torah law doesn't exactly work for us, and it didn't work for Shaul HaMelech as well. We have to work within the boundaries of the Torah law in order to make sure the Torah truth will come through, and it will. And from there, great things can result. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.